free TV for just the cost of an antenna. No recurring fees, no monthly billing. Free. AntennaWeb.org.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some extra help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their expertise and attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact Sports Med at 587-5700.
KSPK FM.
And welcome back to Budweiser Event Center here, where the Sanford Mustangs leading at the half by the score of 26-12. Got about 6 minutes before we tip this one back off. But talked about kind of those individual matchups, Rockwell versus Calvin, Becker versus Larson. We have got to see a lot of Becker versus Larson, but we talked about the X factor, who's going to step up. And so far, for Sanford on the defensive end, Ben Sittler has been doing an absolutely outstanding job on Jordan Rockwell. Rockwell has three fouls, possibly even a fourth one. Hard to tell sometimes if the officials don't go right to the front table to report it. I can't see it. And then the way they have the scoreboard here, they don't put the number of the person that has the fouls there, so it's kind of tricky. Anyways, really has taken Rockwell out of it. Rockwell has 3 points. 1 2-point field goal and then 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So Rockwell, a non-factor so far. Cash Calvin, 8 points. And just all over the floor defensively as well. But Ben Sittler just doing an outstanding job defensively there. Sophomore taking on Jordan Rockwell there. Kind of looking at these matchups, though, we also talked about fouls. And so far, it's been Lyman getting into foul trouble there. Sanford, Cash Calvin with 2, Sittler with 2. Trayson Gartrell and McCray Larson with 1 apiece there. Rebounding and 50-50 balls. Fairly close, but a little bit of an advantage there for Sanford. Lyman gets after that, too. A lot of shots there where Lyman was getting good looks there. And just not going, especially for Jordan Rockwell. He'd get to the so quick. He'd drive, he'd rip and get to the cup. And then when he'd go to lay it up, he'd have that look and just not quite getting the roll there. Off just a little bit. We'll see if he's able to get it going in the second half. Got about 4 minutes before he tipped this one back off. We'll take a quick break and hear from some of our awesome sponsors. And then we'll be back with the scoring roundup and the third quarter. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
What's better than shopping for hunting, fishing, and ice fishing gear? Shopping in a store that has hunting, fishing, and ice fishing gear under the same roof as fresh baked donuts. Now at Doc's Outdoor Sports, you can get everything you need to conquer the great outdoors and get a fresh donut from Mountain Sweet Treats to conquer your sweet tooth. You heard that right. Now you can get fishing gear, camping gear, apparel, and some of the best fudge you have ever tasted, and donuts at Doc's Outdoor Sports. Next time you are in South Fork, stop by Doc's Outdoor Sports and Mountain Sweet Treats, located at 31101 U.S. Highway 160, and get your donut, fudge, or outdoor supply fix. Then you can grab a picture with our 7-foot-tall stuffed bear. Come see us at Doc's Outdoor Sports and Mountain Sweet Treats, 31101 U.S. Highway 160 in South Fork. Doc's Outdoor Sports, your prescription for outdoor fun.
Hey there, we are headed to Spradley Kia in Pueblo to check with Carol Spradley. What's up, Carol?
Kevin, good news. We're getting shipments of new Kias every week.
Oh, great. Kia has so many great-looking vehicles for 23. I bet you've got some hot deals.
We do. We are loaded with 2.9% financing, $750 rebates, and Kia's best 5- and 10-year warranties.
Fantastic, Carol. There's no reason not to drive a new Kia from Spradley Kia in Pueblo or at SpradleyKia.com.
From auto glass repair and replacement to residential and commercial glass, and with over 40 years combined experience, Schrader's Glass in Alamosa is synonymous with quality glass in the San Luis Valley. Schrader's Glass can order and install all types of residential and commercial glass, including glass for doors, mirrors, and showers, in a wide variety of sizes. Call 719-580-8479 today for a free estimate, or stop by and see us at 1424 21st Street, Unit B in Alamosa. Schrader's Glass wants to show their support and wish all the San Luis Valley athletes good luck in this year's basketball and wrestling tournaments. Schrader's Glass. Call us today at 719-580-8479. That's 719-580-8479.
Larry was a badly wounded stray cat. With the help of the Dumb Friends League and their foster families, he was rehabilitated and is living his best life with the new family. Pets make a difference in our lives. Help us make a difference in theirs. Donate to the league today.
KSPK.
And welcome back to Budweiser Event Center. Got about 1 minute before we tip this one back off. And so far, big first quarter coming out there for Sanford. Really, they were up by 16, just scored the 16th point, and then three-quarter court heave there by Cale Bennett knocking that down, but really hasn't been a ton of offense outside of that. Caden Becker able to get it going a little bit inside there with 4 points for them. Quick scoring rundown before we get started. Jordan Rockwell with three fouls to go with that as well, though. Cale Bennett with three. Trenton Marks with two, and Caden Becker with four. Craig Ford with three. Cash Calvin with eight. Ben Sittler with three. Justin McCarroll, 7 points, four boards to go with that as well. Trayson Gartrell with two, and McCray Larson, three and eight boards. Sanford set to inbounds here for the start of the third. And Justin McCarroll goes to Sittler, gets it back from McCarroll, and back to Calvin. Calvin swings it out to Ford. Ford to McCarroll. McCarroll will take it, drives against Beck, kicks it back out to Calvin. Badgers playing that zone. Swing it around the horn now. They go explore that left side a little bit. Ford has that stolen. Gets it back, though. Goes to McCarroll. McCarroll, big crossover going against Beck. Beck sends it back. Gets it back to Calvin. Calvin's steps out, gives it to Sittler. Sittler will go at it. Splits the defense, puts that up. Shot no good. Marks pulls down the board there for Lyman. Rockwell brings it across. Working against Sittler. Gives to Marks. Marks to Arnold. Arnold has it top of the key. They'll cut Rockwell off the top there. Picked up by Sittler. Feeds Beck. Beck catches. Spins back to his left. Puts up the baby hook. No good. Board brought down by Justin McCarroll. His fifth board. Carroll on the attack, swings it up, goes back to Calvin. Calvin fakes it, goes back to Sittler, top of the key. Goes to McCarroll, right wing now. And Calvin splits, shot fake, goes up, loses the handle, and that's going to go out of bounds and back to the Mustangs. Really good pump fake. I think number 21, Michael Hoffman for the Badgers, actually kicked that one out of his hand. And Ford catches, fires in and out. Battle for the board, though. McCray Larson couldn't quite bring that in. And that's going to go out of bounds and back to the Badgers. And Sittler tying the shoe. Got it tied there. And Rockwell's going to bring that across the midline. Sittler with his freshly tied shoes there to meet him at half court there. Rockwell goes back right side. Swings it back out. Becker has it top of the key. Picks up the dribble, goes back to Rockwell. Rockwell spins back to his left, working that left side now. Working for the screen there. Calvin switches, gets his step, goes back to the roll man. Has that blocked from behind, though, by Larson. And that's going to be the Mustangs coming out of there with it. Calvin has it now. Left wing goes back to Sittler. 26-12 to score. 6 minutes to go here in the third. McCarroll catches down in the post. Kicks out to Larson at the high post. Larson steps up and knocks that. 5 points now for McCray Larson. 28-12, 16 matches their biggest lead of the game. Rockwell brings it across the midline, gets to Arnold. Arnold drives, kicks it, almost stolen by Larson as he gets it to Becker. Becker goes back to Rockwell. Rockwell refuses the screen, drives baseline, and travels with it. A traveling violation on Rockwell. Gets it to Sittler. Sittler's going to bring it up there. Badgers kind of dropping out of their press. It was effective, but got into some foul trouble with it. McCarroll gets it to Larson. Larson drives against Marks. Goes to spin back on the baseline. Gets it back to Ford. Ford to Sittler, top of the key. Sittler drives, kicks out. Open three on the way. McCarroll bounces around and pulled by Marks. And it's going to go out of bounds off of McCarroll. And looks like the ball's wet. The official's trying to wipe that off a little bit. And Rockwell's going to pick up that dribble there. Let it roll for a little bit. 28-12, 5:08 to go here. Swings it out to Hoffman. Hoffman catches left wing. Dribbles, goes to Becker, top of the key. Now Marks has it. They'll post up Hoffman down inside. And foul's going to go against Cash Calden. That's going to be his third. Just kind of bodying up, leaning on that post a little bit. And one of those ones, put two hands on it, they call that. So that's going to be Trayson Gartrell coming back in to replace him. Rockwell to inbounds, looking for a cutter there, trying to get it to Marks. Marks sets the screen. Arnold pops out and catches it. Arnold mishandles it, gets it back though, get hands off to Rockwell. Rockwell still being guarded by Sittler, and Sittler goes in a pass, tipped away by McCarroll. It's going to go out of bounds. Tried to do a pick and roll there with Marks and Arnold. Good job though, McCarroll working against Mark. He gives up. McCarroll's head comes up to about Marks' shoulders, and pretty broad shoulders at that. Hoffman catches, hands off to Rockwell. Rockwell looking for the screen from Marks. Marks trying to reset. McCarroll comes out, helps on that. High hedge, gives back to Rockwell. Rockwell dribbling now to the right side. Sittler keeping it in front, takes the screen from Becker this time. And Rockwell turns, puts up the floater, and nails it this time. Second field goal of the game. Rockwell with five now, 14-28. Ford catches, loses the handle though, and Rockwell comes out of there with the steal. Just Ford coming down though, tough pass to handle. Becker catches inside, misses the layup. Marks with a big offensive board though. And loose ball on the floor, foul called. Kind of lost the handle before he fell down. And I believe that's going to go against McCray Larson. Second foul on McCray Larson. And Craig Ford's going to come out of the game now. He'll be replaced by Alex Sittler. Four across there for the Badgers. Looking, they try to get into Becker. Well defended. They lob it over to Marks. And McCarroll, Gartrell knifes through there. Comes out with the rebound. They tried to just do that backside lob. Sittler catches. Gives to McCarroll. McCarroll to Gartrell. Gartrell tries to lob that into Larson. Lucky to get that one back. And swings it over to McCarroll. McCarroll to Gartrell now has it top of the key. Sittler catches, drives to the baseline, kicks it out, and has that stolen there by Jordan Rockwell. Three steals now for Rockwell. Rockwell dribbles right side. Becker setting up on that high screen there. Well defended though. They roll him back. This time he gets a seal. Catches, puts that one up, and gets it to go. This time does Becker. And give the assist there to Jordan Rockwell. A little bit of three-quarter court pressure again now. Alex Sittler catches, picks up the dribble on the sideline. Stolen by Rockwell, and Rockwell is going to be fouled there by Justin McCarroll. And Jordan Rockwell with his fourth steal. 12-point game, 3:04 to go here in the third. 16-28 to score. Lincoln Reynolds coming to the game along with Craig Ford now. And that's going to be Justin McCarroll coming out of the game. Cale Bennett set to inbound, gets it to Rockwell. Rockwell working against Sittler. And it's going to be Bennett getting that back. It's going to go out of bounds off of Sittler. And back to the Badgers. They'll inbounds on the sideline. Bennett to throw it in again. They'll go from a box set there. They get it to Rockwell. Rockwell catches. Backs up to the midline there. Sittler coming out a little bit more than usual. Hands off to Bennett. Bennett gives it back. Rockwell tipped out by Sittler. And that's going to go back to the Badgers. Quick hands there by Ben Sittler. And gives it to Becker. Becker catches, swings it out to Hoffman. Hoffman around the corner. Gets it to Rockwell. Rockwell running one-hander and draws a foul there on Sittler. And that's going to be his third. And so Rockwell heading to the free throw line. He's got five in the game, but kind of grinding it out. Went one for two earlier in the game. And misses that one. Rockwell just a really quick guard, has good handles, kind of herky-jerky movement. And then just really athletic, good at slashing into the paint there. Kind of getting that going a little bit offensively. 12-point game. And that one's in and out. Battle for the board. And that's going to go out of bounds and back to the Mustangs. Gartrell to inbound. Gets it to Sittler. Sittler playing with three fouls along with Rockwell. Sittler swings it across to Ford. Ford gets it across the midline. Back to Sittler. Sittler is going to be trapped and travels with it. And Badgers set to inbounds here. Rockwell catches. He'll be met at midcourt there by Ben Sittler once again. 16-28. And crosses back over. Gets it to Bennett. Bennett catches top of the key. Rockwell looking for the back door. Pops out. And foul's going to go on Craig Ford there. Basically, Bennett passed it off and then was trying to cut. Craig Ford just kind of stepped in front, just kind of fronting the cutter. Picked up the foul there. They're going to bring number 20, Justin McCarroll, back in. He'll replace Trayson Gartrell. And Bennett to inbounds from the opposite sideline, 16-28. And gets it into Rockwell. And a little bit of a change up there. They've got McCarroll on Rockwell now, tips it into the backcourt. Rockwell picks it back up though, 151. Rockwell working now against McCarroll. And kicks it back out to Bennett. Bennett squares it up, dribbles back up top, picks it up, goes back down to Hoffman. Hoffman to Becker. Becker catches top of the key, hands it back to Hoffman. Hoffman kicks it out to Bennett. Bennett, sloppy pass to Becker. Becker picks that back up, goes back to Bennett. Good defense though by the Mustangs. Craig Ford picking up Bennett, and tell you, Badgers just having to fight for every catch. Good drive though by Bennett, puts it up high. Offensive board, Marks goes up, puts that in. Becker on the boards again. This time Becker draws the foul. No offensive foul against Becker. Trenton Marks had a shot at it that first time, just unable to connect. And pausing a little bit here while McCray Larson ties his shoe. Still 28-16. Both teams playing really good defense here in the third quarter. Only 6 points scored, and we've got 1 minute left. McCarroll catches, gets to Sittler. Sittler gets a step, drives, pushed back out, and going to have that stolen by Bennett. Bennett brings it across the midline now, goes to Becker. Becker catches, might have got away with a travel. Actually got away with a second travel. Foul's going to go against McCray Larson instead, though. That's going to be his third. And basket is going to count this time for Becker. 8 points now for Becker, 28-18. 53 seconds left and chance for a three-point play. One team foul on Lyman, six on Sanford. And Becker gets that one to go. He's got nine. Calden back in the game now. Sittler back to Calden. Back to Sittler. Need to get it across the midline. Fakes this time. He goes to McCarroll. McCarroll gets it across to Sittler. And stolen by Rockwell. Rockwell has that stripped by Sittler on the way up. Fifth still there by Rockwell. Good job getting back in the play there by Sittler. Just kind of swung that ball out and Sittler slapped it out of there. Out of bounds. Oh, Rockwell looking for Cutter. Needs to get it in. Close to 5 seconds. Gets it to Bennett. Big battle inside. Marks has inside position working against Reynolds. Rockwell trying to clear that out. Reynolds kind of walling up, though. Good job there by Reynolds working against Marks. Marks is a load in there. Rockwell kicks it back out to Bennett just inside 20 seconds now. And kicks that over to Hoffman. Hoffman drives down. Tries to lob it over to Marks. Marks gets the handle, kicks it back out to Bennett, though. Bennett drives baseline, 9 seconds. 8 seconds, Rockwell drives, kicks it out. Three-point shot on the way. Hoffman in and out. Battle for the board. Calden comes down with it. And Calden's fouled with 1.9 seconds left on the clock there. That one's going to go against Trenton Marks. Good board, though, by Cash Calden, his third. 1.9 seconds left, 28-19. The score here, and Sanford's going to have to go the length of the floor. And trying to get everybody set there. McCarroll gives to Sittler, and Sittler will just let time expire. 28-19 is the score. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to high school semifinal championships live from Budweiser Event Center. We'll be back. This is TJ Blackers for KSPK.
KSPK.
Having car troubles or just looking to upgrade? Stop by Garcia Auto Sales to have your car or truck serviced or repaired, or to pick out the used car or truck of your dreams. Give us a call at 719-206-2777 to set up an appointment for your vehicle's service. Or stop by 1591 State Avenue in Alamosa to check out our current vehicle inventory. Garcia Auto Sales. Great cars for great prices.
Celebrate National Ag Month during the month of March with the Monte Vista Co-op. Kids, get creative and submit an entry form for the Monte Vista Co-op National Ag Month coloring contest by visiting our website, mvcoop.com, to download the entry form. Enter your artwork for a chance to win a gift certificate to the Monte Vista Co-op. Deadline to submit artwork is March 20th. Happy National Ag Month from the Monte Vista Co-op. Community committed, agriculturally driven.
KSPK.
And welcome back. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. 9-point lead for Sanford. With 8 minutes to go. And I tell you, both of these teams, defense just absolutely amazing by both teams there. Sittler catches. Working to get it across the midline. Swings it over to Calden. Calden back to Sittler. Needs to get it across, though. Quick trap. Sittler going. Loses his balance there, and traveling is a call there on that double team. A lot of contact there, but no call coming on that one. That'll be a turnover there by the Sanford Mustangs. They're, I've got it down for 12, but I think it's actually more than that. Bennett has it left wing, kicks it back out. Rockwell open for three, fires. No good. Long rebound tracked down there by McCarroll, his sixth. Swings it over to Calden. Calden over to Sittler. Sittler fakes it. And trap comes there. Goes, gives back to Calden. Calden hesitation dribble. Back to Sittler. Swings it around to McCarroll. McCarroll into Van Noy. Van Noy catches. Working around in there. Kicks it back out to Sittler. Sittler fires for three. No good. McCarroll with the old board, though. His seventh. Swings it over to Calden. Calden gets inside, jumps up on Becker. And traveling is the call on that one. He's going for the up and under there. Second turnover of the quarter. And Sanford will send in a couple more there. McCarroll and Reynolds will come out. And Calden Gartrell, Van Noy, McCarroll, and Sittler. Sittler's matched up on Reynolds now. And that's going to be Rockwell catching, working against Gartrell. Swings it back out there, goes inside to Becker. Becker puts that up over Van Noy. Marks offensive board sent back by Larson. And Sittler catches, gives to Calden. Calden goes inside. Larson high post, back out to Sittler. Sittler fakes it, back to Calden. Calden back on the wing, back to Larson. Larson resets up top. 6:24 to go. Sittler with an open look. He'll fire for three. That one misses. Rebound brought down by Marks, his ninth. Rockwell pushes it up the floor. Gets it to Bennett. Bennett swings it out and over. Long three. No good. Battle for the loose ball. And Sittler comes out with it. And working on the sideline, Sittler's going to be called for the carry. Fourth turnover by the Indians this quarter. Great defense being played, though. Bennett looking for a cutter. Finally gets it to Marks. And Marks gives it back to Kale. Bennett, top of the key. Hands off to Rockwell. Rockwell takes a screen. Well defended, though, by Gartrell. Rockwell unable to get free on that one. And Bennett rips and goes. Runs. Big collision. Offensive foul. And that is going to be number five, Cash Keldon, drawing the offensive foul. And that an absolute load there as Trenton Marks with the offensive foul. Good position, though, by Calden on that one. Sittler gets it across the midline, trapped, and he's going to be fouled. And I believe that's going to go against Jordan Rockwell. Actually, that one's going to go against number 21, Lincoln Reynolds. Kind of dodging a bullet on that one. Reynolds going to come out of the game now. And it's kind of one of those ones like on the trap that could have gone to either one. Sittler getting set to inbounds, having to retuck the jersey there. Sittler looking for a cutter. Pass to Larson, gets deflected. He gets it back, though, goes to Calden. Calden drives in, goes back out to Larson. Larson tries to go inside, stolen by Marks. And gets it to Rockwell, still knotted at 19-28. Rockwell swings it out to Bennett. Bennett back to Marks. Marks back to Rockwell. Picked up there by Gartrell. Goes in, swings it back over to Marks. Marks puts a shot up and in. Give the assist there to Jordan Rockwell. 21-28 the score now, 7-point game. Calden gets it across to Sittler. Sittler gets through the double team, goes left baseline, picks that up, swings it out to Gartrell. Gartrell back to Calden, gets it back right wing now. Penetrates, goes to Van Noy at the high post, kicks it back out and around. Calden open for three, left baseline. Shot no good, long rebound brought down there by Trayson Gartrell. And that's going to be tipped out of bounds there by number 23, Cale Bennett. Gartrell going to be replaced now by Craig Ford. He'll inbounds for the Mustangs. Swings it around. Sittler on the left side. Looking for Larson. Nothing there. They drop it back out. Craig Ford now back out to Larson. Swinging it back around. Sittler gets a step baseline. Pull-up jump shot over Becker. And Sittler hits the deck. Becker rotating out on that. It's going to pick up the foul there. His second. His fourth. And team six, timeout taken. 21-28, 30-second timeout. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to high school basketball on KSPK.
High school athletics. KSPK.
Looking for a quality used car, truck, or SUV? Put your trust in L&M Auto Sales, family owned and operated for over 35 years. At L&M Auto Sales, our vehicles go through a thorough inspection and come with a 30-day powertrain warranty. L&M Auto Sales offers on-site financing with approved credit. Si hablamos español. Come down and see us today or view our changing inventory at www.lmsalesalamosa.com.
KSBK Blanca.
High school sports action never sounded this good. You're on KSBK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad.
KSBK FM.
And Ben Sittler to the free throw line. He's got two shots coming up. And Sittler rattles the first one home for his fourth point. Actually, his first free throw of the game, 0 for 3 before that, 1 for 4 now. 29-21 the score here. And front rim, that one bounces around, and that's going to be Caden Becker going up big for the board there. His sixth of the game, and gets it to Marks. Marks has it stolen by Ford. Arnold gets it back, though. Becker shoots a three, but Marks there for the offensive board, picks up the foul. And 10th board there for Trenton Marks. Foul's going to go against number 20, Justin McCarroll. Third foul, team 7th on Sanford. 4:08 to go, Marks heading to the free throw line. And misses badly on that one. 21-29, 8-point lead. Connects on the second. And Sittler catches the inbounds there. Contact with Rockwell, no call. Gets it across, splits a double team, gets it back over. Sittler gets it back, goes to Calden, to Larson. Larson catches high post. Able to get that back. Gets it back out to Calden. 22-29 the score. And Craig Ford takes a jump shot. No good offensive board. Brought down though. McCray Larson. Second offensive board. And on the second effort, able to put that one up and in. Justin McCarroll with a board in there as well. And third foul there on Cale Bennett. McCray Larson to the free throw line. .22-30 the score now, 3:40 to go in this one. McCray Larson knocks down the first. He's got 6 points now. 3:40 to go here in the fourth, 8-point lead. Both of these teams very explosive offensively. Defense has just been outstanding for both teams though. And Larson knocks that down for his seventh. And swings it back over to Bennett. And Bennett gets that back over to Hoffman. Hoffman brings it across the midline. Gives to Becker. Becker back out to Bennett. And away from the ball there. Sittler hits the deck there. Illegal screen. And that one's going to go against Cale Bennett. And waiting here, that may be the fifth foul. Waiting to see the officials are talking. 31-22 is the score. And McCarroll to inbounds. Able to get it to Calden. Calden catches. Gets it to Larson. Larson flashes middle. Goes back to McCarroll. McCarroll gets it across the midline now. 3:23 to go. Sittler, the ball left wing, goes across to Ford. Ford back to Calden. Now Calden left wing. Lyman extending their defense out. Gives to McCarroll. McCarroll thinks about it. Goes back to Sittler instead. 22-31 now. 3:09 on the clock. And kick there on the Badgers. As Sittler went to attack there. That's going to kick that back out. And it's going to be Sanford ball underneath. Kind of surprised. I thought that was up higher than that. They're going to get that to Calden. No, Calden flashes out and picks that up. Backs up to near midline. 3:04 to go. And looks like Sanford mostly looking to run the clock out. McCarroll drives, gets a step on Becker, shot fake, misses it, gets his own rebound, puts that up again, and McCray Larson catches underneath, misses that one as well, and it's going to be Marks finally coming down with it. McCarroll, two boards, he's got 10, but 10 for McCray Larson as well, but they missed the shot there. Rockwell with the shot from the three-point line, no good, and defensive board, Justin McCarroll again. He's got 11 boards, 22-31. Calden gets it across the midline. 2:26 to go now. Breaks loose from Rockwell, drives, contact with Becker. Calden puts that up and gets a bucket.
hanging in the air, going up against Becker for his 10th point. 33-22 now, 2:14 to go in this one. And Dirk Peterson, coach for Lyman, just letting it keep going. Rockwell lost the handle. Sittler comes up with the steal. McCray Larson goes out there, gets it to Ford. Ford's going to circle back and gets it to McCarroll. McCarroll picks up the dribble, gets it back out to Calden now. Just inside 2 minutes, 22-33. Sittler back to Ford. And dangerous pass there. McCray Larson reels that in. Cutter went through, but still ended up going through Larson. And Arnold's going to pick up the foul as he goes after Craig Ford there. And that's going to be Craig Ford heading to the free throw line for a 1-1. Dontarius Arnold, that's going to be his first foul. 1-1 coming up for Craig Ford. He's got 3 points. 22-33 the score. And free throws always critical on these. Two shots coming on that one. And that should have been a 1-1. And so, yeah, that was supposed to be a 1-1. Nobody rebounded it, though. I'm not sure if the officials... Possession arrow pointing towards Sanford. Official wants an explanation. I'd like to hear the explanation as well. Missed the free throw. I'm not sure if the rebound went to a Sanford player. Coach Peterson for Lyman out, walking clear out on the floor, wanting to get an explanation on that, understandably, because it was a 1-1, and they're calling both coaches over, but 1-1, and I'm not sure if they signaled that. I assumed it was a 1-1 because they fouled him clear up by the midline. Wish I could see what the hear what the explanation is there. But off the 1-1, I don't know if the rebound just went to a Sanford player, and that's why they're being awarded the ball. Possession arrow is pointing towards Lyman, but it looks like Sanford's going to be awarded the ball. Underneath, yeah, still trying to figure out what that call. Not sure what the explanation we're going to go with it, though. Larson catches top of the key, gives to Calden. Calden drives. Contact, offensive foul there on Calden as Becker hangs in there and draws the offensive foul on Cash Calden. That's going to be his fourth. 33-22, and that's one where... Don't know if you want to force that issue there. 1:35 to go in this one. 33-22, 11-point lead for Sanford. And a little bit of moisture on the floor there underneath there where they had that collision. And they're going to bring some towels out on the floor. We're going to stay with the call on this one, though. Sanford applying some full-court pressure. Both teams in the bonus, 8 fouls apiece. Possession arrow going to Lyman. 1:35 left to go in this one. And Badgers are going to take a timeout. Full timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college, and now students can become a member too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building, or call us at 719-589-6535.
KSPK.
And welcome back. We're still in a timeout here. But it's going to be... Actually, I can't remember whose ball it's going to be coming out of the timeout, though. 33-22. I believe it's going to be Lyman ball. Sanford getting set up to put some full court pressure on there. Basically want to keep it in front. They're going to go full court, man. And looks like they're going to double Rockwell there. They've got Calden and Sittler kind of dialed up on him. They get it to him anyway. Sittler gets in front of him. They clear it out for Rockwell. 1:30 to go here. Rockwell working on Sittler. Dribble handoff to Bennett. Goes back to Rockwell. Rockwell takes a screen from Marks. Scoops in. Gets it to Marks. Marks catches shot. Goes up. Long rebound brought down, though, by Rockwell. And Rockwell fires for three. That one an air ball. And that's going to go back to Sanford now with 1 minute, 12 seconds. 22-33 the score. And Lance Beattie coming back in the game now for Lyman. That kind of looks like an offense-defense kind of thing there. Looking for Larson. Goes up, gets it back, catches. And they swing it back over to McCarroll. McCarroll's going to be fouled by Rockwell, and I think that's going to do it for Rockwell. Actually, that's going to be his fourth personal. 33-22. And Justin McCarroll heading to the free throw line. He's got 7 points. None bigger than this, though. 1-1. And free throw, nothing but net there for Justin McCarroll. He's got 8 now for the Mustangs. 10 boards, though, for Justin McCarroll. And chance to add to it here, 34-22. And knocks that one down as well, 35-22. Back to a 13-point lead now. Rockwell brings it across the midline, 22-35. Badgers needing some offense there. Bennett has it top of the key looking for Rockwell, but just hard to get much against this Mustang defense. Rockwell hangs in the air, and who else but McCarroll going up, bringing down the board, brings it up the sideline. And he's going to be fouled, and McCarroll heading to the free throw line with a chance to put this one away. And that one's going to go against Caden Becker. That's going to be his fifth. ...35-22, 48.1 seconds left. And Justin McCarroll with 9 points, double bonus this time. And knocks that one down. 36-22 the score now. 48.1 seconds. Expecting full court pressure here by the Mustangs. And knocks that down. 11 points. And they swing it back around to Rockwell. Rockwell, left side timeout by Dirk Peterson of the Badgers. And 37-22. Full timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some extra help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their expertise and attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact Sports Med at 587-5700.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And welcome back to the Budweiser Event Center here in Loveland, Colorado. Sanford Mustangs have stretched out to a 37-22 lead. It had gotten all the way down to 9. Sanford's defense, though, just rock solid. And then they've been knocking down their free throws here coming towards the end. Cale Bennett set to inbounds. Gives to Rockwell. Rockwell picked up by Sittler. 40 seconds, drives, kicks it out to Arnold. Arnold looking to drive as well. And goes back to Rockwell. Rockwell spinning, driving baseline. And it's going to be a blocking foul on Ben Sittler. Going to pick up his fourth. And it's going to be a 1-1 there for Rockwell. 5 points for him. Parker Vinoy back in for the Mustangs. ...30.1 seconds left on the clock. Front end of a 1-1 here. And connects on that one. 6 points there for Jordan Rockwell. And winner of this one will get the winner of ECA and Ray.
Second free throw by Rockwell. Good. 7 points now for Rockwell. 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Sanford set to inbounds. And McCarroll lobs that over. Stolen by Arnold. Arnold gets it out to Rockwell. Rockwell drives. Goes to lay that one up. Misses again. Marks with the O board. No good. And Larson goes up for that last board and draws the foul. McCray Larson with his 11th board. And kind of how it's been going all night. Jordan Rockwell, good drive, got all the way to the rim, and point blank just missed it. It was contested, but just missed it. And Jordan Rockwell does end up picking up his 5th. He'll finish with 7 points, 5 steals, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. And 37-24 the score here, 19 seconds. As McCray Larson heads to the free throw line, he's got 7. Double bonus. And knocks that one down. 8 points now for McCray Larson. 38-24 the score now. And connects on that one as well. 9 points for McCray Larson. Arnold catches. And they get it to Marks. Marks to Arnold. Arnold bobbles, fires for 3, banks it in for his 1st points of the game. And that's going to be Calden catching and getting fouled there. He's got 10 points. Cash Calden will head to the free throw line now for 2. 7.2 seconds and a 12-point lead, 27-39. That foul is going to go against Cale Bennett. And Sanford just getting it done from the free throw line here in the 4th quarter. Cash Calden lining it up and knocking that down. 11 points now for Cash Calden. 3 for 3 from the free throw line for him. 27-40 the score now. 7.2 seconds and 2nd of 2 free throws coming up for Cash Calden. Front rim, bouncing around. Rebound brought down there by the Badgers. 1 second, 3-point shot at the end there. And our final score here, 27-40. The Sanford Mustangs victorious. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the postgame show. You're listening to State High School Basketball Playoffs on KSPK.
KSPK.
You know, we're pretty darn excited about things here at Town & Country Chevrolet in Alamosa. New Chevrolets and GMCs are rolling in daily. Not only are we excited about the inventory we're receiving, but we're excited about the awards they're receiving. Did you know that Chevrolet was the most awarded brand for new vehicle quality in 2022? The Silverado, Equinox, Tahoe, Corvette, and Malibu all ranked number one in initial quality, and Chevrolet received the highest number of awards for initial quality over all other brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Initial Quality Study. Yep, we're excited. Excited about the new incentives, too. No payments for 90 days, special interest rates, and more. If you've been waiting for a great time to purchase that new Chevrolet or GMC, the wait is over. We have them in stock, or you can reserve one coming in. So take advantage of it and come see us at Town & Country Chevrolet in Alamosa. Find new roads and come in and see us. Or if you'd rather, visit us at townandcountryalamosa.com.
Cooper was a young, neglected horse suffering from a broken leg. But with the help of veterinarians at the Dumfriends League, he received the surgeries he needed and is now thriving with his new family. Animals make a difference in our lives. Help us make a difference in theirs.
Are you buying or selling a home, business property, ranch, or vacant land? Are you in need of simple real estate contracts, promissory notes, deed of trust, or warranty deed? Call Brenda S. Getz PC today. Brenda can also help with quiet title actions, security agreements, and business contracts. Call Brenda S. Getz PC today at 719-738-6304. That's 719-738-6304. Or visit our website at Brenda S. Getz. GetzLaw.com. Brenda S. Getz, PC, attorney at law.
Are you in the market to buy or sell this year? Schultz Realty is ready to help. Our agents have over 80 years combined experience in the San Luis Valley. In this changing market, an experienced agent is crucial. You can count on Schultz Realty and our agents to help you navigate this process. Our agents at Schultz Realty are ready to listen and take care of the details so you don't have to. Schultz Realty, real experience, real commitment, real estate. Visit our website at www.slvproperties.com.
KSPK FM.
And welcome back to the Budweiser Event Center, where the Sanford Mustangs have punched their ticket into the state finals here. They'll be awaiting the winner of ECA and Ray. That's going to be a really good game. They'll play that one a little bit later here. We won't be broadcasting that one, but I'll definitely be here watching it, getting ready for tomorrow's broadcast. Sanford will be playing at 8:30 tomorrow night in the championship game, though. So we'll be bringing that one to you live here. And I'll tell you, you always talk about playing the entire game, 32 minutes, and that's exactly what Sanford was able to do here. They came out red hot in the first quarter. Actually, we're up 18-2, and if it weren't for a three-quarter court shot that went in at the buzzer, would have been 18-5. That kind of gave some momentum. Lyman came back a little bit there in the second quarter. Had a solid third quarter as well, but once Sanford got that lead, Lyman had cut into it. Sanford would get a few buckets, stretch it back out. Lyman never able to cut all the way back into it. They did cut it down to as little as 9 points there in the fourth quarter, but Sanford just absolute money coming down the stretch from the free throw line for them. And for Lyman, the dream of hoisting that banner, and they've got a lot of them in that gymnasium. Again, one of those blue blood programs there. You'd comparing it to college basketball, these would be your UCLAs, your Kansas, your Carolina, your Dukes. Those type of teams, just always good year in and year out. And congratulations to them. Going to be end of the road, though, for senior Dontarius Arnold, Michael Hoffman, Jace Faust, and Caden Becker there. Got to watch Caden play quite a bit over the years, and tough player. He ends with 9 points, six boards there. Sanford, though, we talked about the keys to the game. We talked about the individual matchups there. Rockwell versus Calden. Calden definitely got the better edge of that. Rockwell got an early foul trouble and then just had a lot of good looks. He just wasn't able to finish. He'd get all the way to the rack and just not quite able to get that. Normally has a silky smooth touch there at the basket, just unable to get those to connect this time around. Rockwell a junior, though, so I fully expect to see him next year back here at state as well. Kind of the story again, though, we talked about those matchups there, Becker and Larson. McCray did get the better of that. McCray finished with 9 points, 11 boards. Caden Becker, 9 points, 6 boards. Got in a little bit of foul trouble as well there. Becker did. Ended up fouling out at the end. But and then the X factor was kind of who will step up. And, you know, a lot of times, really, it's that one kind of a two-headed monster in the form of Justin McCarroll, who had an absolute monster game on the boards there for Sanford. They did a good job. You know, I'm sure they watch a lot of film, and they did a good job keeping a body on McCray Larson. Still managed to pull down 11 boards, but a lot of times it was Justin McCarroll coming in from that guard spot or down on the post and just relentless on those boards. He ended up finishing with 11 points, 12 rebounds to go with that, though. And then the other one, you got to give a shout-out to Ben Sittler. Rockwell didn't just have that bad game by accident there. Sittler did an outstanding job on him. Trayson Gartrell and Justin McCarroll would rotate on him off and on as well. But just a good team effort there by the Sanford Mustangs. I'm going to do a quick scoring breakdown, and then we'll sign off for the evening. Dontarius Arnold finishes with 3. Jordan Rockwell with 7. Cale Bennett with 3. Trenton Marks, 5 points, 10 boards, though, for him. He was an absolute monster. Actually, 11 boards for him. And then 9 points, 6 boards there for Caden Becker. Craig Ford finishes with 3. Cash Calvin with 11. Ben Sittler with 4. Justin McCarroll finishes with 11 points, 12 boards. Trayson Gartrell with 2. And McCray Larson rounding that out with 9 points, 11 boards. They'll play the winner of ECA and Ray at 8:30 tomorrow. And then our next broadcast will be the Del Norte girls tomorrow morning in the consolation match there. They'll be playing for 5th place. But this will do it for this evening of basketball here for KSPK. This has been TJ Blackhurst bringing you high school basketball championships on KSPK.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
From auto glass repair and replacement to residential and commercial glass, and with over 40 years combined experience, Schrader's Glass in Alamosa is synonymous with quality glass in the San Luis Valley. Schrader's Glass can order and install all types of residential and commercial glass, including glass for doors, mirrors, and showers, in a wide variety of sizes. Call 719-580-8479 today for a free estimate, or stop by and see us at 1424 21st Street, Unit B in Alamosa. Schrader's Glass wants to show their support and wish all the San Luis Valley athletes good luck in this year's basketball and wrestling tournaments. Schrader's Glass. Call us today at 719-580-8479. That's 719-580-8479.
Your future begins today with RG Bank.
Money market accounts, checking and savings accounts?
Yes.
Mobile app and online banking?
Yes.
Bill pay, person-to-person payments, mobile deposit?
Yes. Say yes to RG Bank and say yes to products and services to help you manage your money 24/7. Visit RG Bank today in Monte Vista or Alamosa. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's better than shopping for hunting, fishing, and ice fishing gear? Shopping in a store that has hunting, fishing, and ice fishing gear under the same roof as fresh baked donuts. Now at Doc's Outdoor Sports, you can get everything you need to conquer the great outdoors and get a fresh donut from Mountain Sweet Treats to conquer your sweet tooth. You heard that right. Now you can get fishing gear, camping gear, apparel, and some of the best fudge you have ever tasted, and donuts at Doc's Outdoor Sports. Next time you are in South Fork, stop by Doc's Outdoor Sports and Mountain Sweet Treats, located at 31101 U.S. Highway 160, and get your donut, fudge, or outdoor supply fix. Then you can grab a picture with our 7-foot-tall stuffed bear. Come see us at Doc's Outdoor Sports and Mountain Sweet Treats, 31101 U.S. Highway 160 in South Fork. Doc's Outdoor Sports. Your prescription for outdoor fun.
They're all here. Your country favorites and hot new country, KSPK-FM.
We went out last night like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama, and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Singing, I got you, babe, my Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a